We're going to be learning Simon Tov Resh Mem Gimel, which is in most editions, page 218. In most editions, I think it might be this edition as well. That's the beauty of the Dirshu Mishneh Buras, whether it's the big editions or whether it's the smaller versions of the Kuntesim. They are actually a copy of this. They've actually just upgraded this. The normal edition. All they've done is they've kept the pages. They've just added the vowels and they've made the Mishneh Berurah into block letters, which is very nice. It's a brilliant idea. But it's actually the same pages. Generally, I think they've tried very hard. I must say the layout of those Mishneh Berurahs is really, really beautiful. I don't know. Do you think it's really well done?
Yeah.
It's very, very nicely done. Yeah. Okay, fine. So let us learn Simon Tov Resh Mem Gimel, which is talking about the Kiddush. How do you do Kiddush, Rabbi? Do you stand? You sit? You stand the whole Kiddush? First night you stand, and during day you sit. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, same thing? Sit both. Okay, let's see where that all comes from. What about you? Sit? You stand? Stand for absolutely everything. Yeah, good. Standing, sitting. Both. Not simultaneously. Stand and after. Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, we'll see where that comes from. Standing. Stand. Yeah. No, the yak is actually, many yakas, they actually do half. They wash before. Yeah, but it's still, yeah, that's true, but that's not a contradiction. We'll get to that. Okay, let's see. Simon Tov Resh Mem Gimel, Seder HaKiddush. Seder HaKiddush is the following. Well, the order of the Kiddush, because we have to cover quite a few things. We have to cover Yayin, Beripe HaGofen, the actual Kiddush, the actual words of sanctifying the day, the Sukkah, where we make a brocha on the Sukkah, Leishe Basukkah as well. The Achakach, and after that, Zman, we make the brocha on Shechion V'Kiyamonu. So we've got Kiddush, Yayin, Kiddush, Sukkah, and afterwards Zman. So why is that in that order? So he says that the reason why we conclude at the end saying Zman is Lefisha Zman Choyza al Kiddush Hayoim ve'al Mitzvah Sukkah. We say Shechionu at the end because Shechionu covers both the Yoim, the day, sanctification of the day. Also, we make Shechionu on the actual day and also the Mitzvah Sukkah. Therefore, we have to say it at the very end. The Mishneh Berurah does say over here something which is good to know in Seif Kotten Gimel, that if you messed it up and you said Shechionu at the wrong timing, you said it too early, you said it at the wrong place, the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Kotten Gimel teaches us, lefi, umikol makim b'di'eved, se b'di'evedim, ovo v'berech zman v'achkach sukkah, if you got it wrong, and you first said Shechionu, and then you said, subsequently, leishev, eino choyze levorech zman. It doesn't matter, b'di'evet. You won't have to make Shechionu again. So the order, it doesn't matter. V'amrinu dehai zman koyal ha-sukkah v'asen. We'll say that the birka Shechionu that you're making now covers both what you just said and what you will say. So that's okay if you made zman in the wrong junction. Save base. Now let's see if you're standing or sitting. Laha Rambam. According to the Rambam, the opinion of the Rambam is the following. Mekadesh me'umot. You make Kiddush whilst you are standing. Umevorech. After that you make a brocha. Leishev basukah. Of leishev basukah. Ve'yoshev. And then you sit down. You make Kiddush. You make leishev basukah. And then you sit down. Ve'achakach. And then whilst you are sitting, then you make brocha of Shechionu. Ve'achakach me'orech zman. Does anybody have that minik? You stand. Then you make leishev, you sit down, and then you make Shechionu. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Ramos says, ve'einoy agin kein. That is not our custom. Elo, only mekachin meyushov. Our minig is to make Kiddush sitting. V'chein da'as ha'rosh, and that's the opinion of the Rosh, and that's what many people have that minig. I would like to just briefly point out that interestingly, the Bialocha over here, before we go into the Mishneh Berurah, the Bialocha does say that the opinion of the Rambam is actually, very interestingly as well, the opinion of the Gaon as well. La Rambam Einoyagin Kein, you see the Bialocha says, Ubivir Agom et Sadet Kitas Rambam, the Vilna Gaon also held like the opinion of the Rambam. So it brings other opinions besides the Rambam who also do like that. It's interesting because I thought that many Sephardim do. Is that it? Do you know any Sephardim who have that minig?
Which one?
To. St- which Sfardim? I don't know. To stand and then to say Leshe Basuka, to sit down and then to make Shechionu V'Kiemonu. Okay, so is that the meaning? It's true that Taimonim often go according to the Rambam. That's true. Yeah. That's true. That makes sense. Yeah. Why is it that the Rambam holds like that? So the Rambam, the opinion of the Rambam, why is it that he holds that you should stand and then afterwards say Leshe Basuka, sit down and then make Shechionu? The reason for that is explained in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. Very interesting. The Mekadesh Me'umot, the Ledaitoi, according to his opinion, it's Hayeshiva Hitchilas Asiyas HaMitzvah. The sitting down, the action, how fascinating, how interesting. The action of sitting, of physically sitting down, that's what I'm actually starting to fulfill the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, according to this opinion. I need to physically sit down to start fulfilling the mitzvah. Therefore, v'yesh levorich oval asiyason, and we know there's a rule that you always make a bracha straight before actually fulfilling the mitzvah. Like we know that from the Dalet Minim, for sure, right? You make a bracha, and then you straight away turn it, and you shuckle it. It's always oval asiyason. You make the bracha, then immediately you fulfill the mitzvah. So the Rambam had the same opinion here as well, that you make the bracha of Leshe Basuka whilst you're still standing, and then straight away you sit down. That's oval asiyason. Before actually fulfilling the beginning of the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, you have to do this all 7 days. You stand, then you make Leshe Basuka, and then you sit down. That's not our minik, but that's the minik of the Rambam. What's the opinion of the Rosh? Why do we not do that way? Why do many people not have that custom? Surely that would make a lot of sense. Any suggestions? Yeah, oh, so therefore, very good. But what about the mitzvah of Leshe Basuka? Good. So therefore what? That's an interesting thought. But we don't really say that when it comes to Kiddush. We will be able to do a few brachas together. The Rosh is the following opinion. The Rosh Svira Lei. The Rosh holds, explains the Mishnah Berurah. No, hold on a second. Sitting down made the beginning of the mitzvah, but you're not going to make the bracha on the beginning of the mitzvah. Surely the main part of the mitzvah is the eating. So you're going to make Leshe Basuka before the main part of the mitzvah, which is the eating. So don't make Leshe and then sit down. No, wait until you're going to fulfill the main part of the mitzvah, which is the eating. Make the bracha before the ikkah, the main fulfillment of the mitzvah, shiachila, which is eating. As we discussed in Siman Tov Resh Lamedtes, that our minhag is that we only make a bracha on achila, on eating.
So why doesn't the Rosh say you stand the whole thing and then sit down before you have the kiddush? The Rosh says you sit the whole thing. If the Rosh is saying that,
yeah, well, the Rosh is addressed. You're right. The Rosh is not addressing that point. The Rosh is just explaining why is it that we don't ask somebody to stand and then to sit down. So he said that's no point because we are making the bracha on the main part of the mitzvah. So that's the point that he's addressing. Yep. Okay, Seif Gimel. B'shar Yomim. All the other remaining days. Mevorech ala sukkah. Koidem b'yekas ha-moitzi. Well, that's an interesting point. Taka, that all the other days, we make bracha of Leshe Basuka before ha-moitzi. And we make the bracha Leshe Basuka after making a moitzi, kodim shitoim, before he actually eats. So we make Leshe Basuka after hamoitzi. Hachinu agin bechoil, says the Rama, this is the custom during all the weekdays. Avol b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov sheish b'ein kiddush, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which includes a kiddush, mevorich la'acha kiddush, you make the bracha of Leshe after Kiddush. V'im Kiddush b'vayis, if you make a bracha v'ochal b'sukkah, ibchot all around, that's discussed in Sim Rosh Ein Gimel. Okay. But just the point that he's bringing out of here, let's just rephrase that. When do you make Leishev on, when you make a Kiddush? When do you make the bracha of Leishev? Before what? Before washing, true. And also before what as well? Before, at what point? Yeah, but what are you making it? You're making late shave. What are you going to be eating and drinking at that point? What are you going to be eating? Nothing at all. I just do it.
What, you're talking about Yom Tov?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
You're not
eating, but you're going to have Kiddush, you're going to have wine.
Yeah.
Good. So you're going to make late shave based on the wine you're going to be drinking. What about on weekdays? You make it on Amotzi, which is very different. That what we're learning now is that's what the Shulchan Aruch is discussing. You make the late shave on two different things, whether it's weekdays or Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're going to make the late shave on the Kiddush that you're going to be drinking in a minute. In a second. However, on weekdays, you're going to make the late shave on Hamotzi only. Does that make sense? Right? We don't wait for during Shabbos and on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not waiting for the Hamotzi to make the late shave, which is very different. We do it naturally, but that's over here. That's what the halacha comes from. Why is that?
Because wine is above the bread.
Is above the
bread.
It is. It's true. And you're koveh on it. You're right. And you're koveh on it. That's the halacha over here. The Shulchan Aruch says b'shan yomim mivoich al asuk kodem pirkas hamotzi. That's the but the custom is mivoich al asuk v'achkech pirkas hamotzi kodem shi'itoim. So the Rama is going to tell us that this is only on weekdays. The opinion of Shulchan Aruch is not so clear what he's referring to. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it may be in both. It's not so clear. The Rama says. Yeah, the Rama is very explicit. He says this would only be true on weekdays. Yes. Correct. Yeah. Okay. And that leads us to Siman Tov Resh Mem Dalet. Of what? Weekdays or Shabbos or what? Which point exactly? Say it again, I didn't hear you. So when it comes to what would make sense to you? What would make sense to you? Let's think about this. We discussed now. It's true, we didn't address this specifically, but let's think this through. Yeah, we are talking. Yeah, okay. So what do you think would make sense? If there's no, you're not. Why is that? So you're concerned about Hefsek. Right. So what would be the alternative way? Right, but since you're making the bracha, we generally don't not concerned about hefsek. We're generally not concerned about the hefsek because it's part of the bracha. Like it's not exactly the same thing. But like by a kiddush, you wouldn't be concerned about the hefsek, right? There's plenty of paragraphs, plenty of things you're saying. That's not considered the hefsek. So similarly, also that's not considered the hefsek. Don't be considered the hefsek. Therefore, pardon. You can make. You're going to first make the bracha of the mezoinos, and the leishiv asuk is not considered the hefsek.
Did you ever do a leishiv before you made the bracha of the
food? Why would you want to do it that way? Why would you want to do it that way? So, why would you want to do it that way?
I wouldn't. I'm just hoping people do it. So,
how would you do it? Right. Why would a person do leishiv before the bracha of mezoinos? Why would a person do that? Right. Yeah. So it's not, maybe they're making a mistake, maybe they're thinking that it would be considered a hefsek, but it certainly is not considered a hefsek, because it's part of the, okay. Yom Tov is different, because on Yom Tov and Shabbos, where you're making a Kiddush, you're establishing your bracha of leishev asukah on the Kiddush that you're making. And therefore, you can make the leishev, and afterwards, it's pchal on the Kiddush that you're making, on the drinking of the wine that you're making. Correct. That's the point, yeah.
I think the first thing that Shulchan Aruch says that you make the shave, and then afterwards you make the food. That's the first thing that Shulchan Aruch says.
On weekdays as well, you're right.
There must be a sad to say that.
You're right. That's what you're right, I see. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's what it is. How do you know what is the meaning of the Sfadim? Is it indeed like that to first make the lay shape and then? to make, if you have just a mezonot in the sukkah, would you make first leishev and then mezonos, or first mezonos and then?
Only on
the amotzi. Only on the amotzi. So you're not going to be, so the shalat doesn't apply. Okay. Right.
No. Before.
If it's on weekdays, you make a difference between weekdays and Shabbos, or is it the same? Ah, you do. Ah, okay. Okay, so yeah. So it seems to be that there is a minig as well to. It sounds like.
Look at the machzor again.
Right. So could be. I,
are we sitting on the.
Which bracha do you make first?
Only on the motzi. On the yeshev, only on the motzi.
Right.
Not on right. Mezonot.
Not mezonot at all.
You have to eat
A proper hamotzi. Yes. Okay.
If the person is to spend the shofan aruch, then it's preferable to do it that way around.
Which part are you referring to? The opinion of the mechaber is that you should first make bracha on sukkah, on leishev sukkah, before birkas hamotzi. Kedas Rabbeinu Meir Rottenburg. The bezen is chayav tchile techav shenichnas v'yoshev alisu yisudosoy. Yeah, if you are sitting down to be stamped. Yeah, if you're sitting down, you're kovea the sudon that you should first make. The reason would have been, there would have been a tzad to say first leishev and then afterwards the bracha on the food. It would be appropriate to make it as close as possible. But that's definitely not the minute, the Messiah. Yeah.
Are you on Friday night? Are you on a
motzi,
standing or sitting?
What is generally the minhag for hamotzi? People stand up Friday night, a regular Friday night.
Kiddush.
Will just sitting.
We standing.
You standing.
My home.
You standing. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So it does make sense because during the weekdays, chol hamoed, you don't standing for hamotzi. You're sitting down.
Right.
And you're doing only with one, not with two.
Right. Yeah.
So it does make sense, and you
share with Sukkah,
and then a motzi.
Right. Okay. I don't know about the Ma'amin Ogim.
Stand, you make a motzi, then you sit down and cut.
On Friday night?
You cut.
Well, no, but I don't use a knife. We tear.
Standing up?
No. You bless one, you're standing.
They throw it, like the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says you should throw the bracha to throw it, right?
Yeah.
You
throw
the
lafa. Oh, wow.
And you have to give your wife a larger piece than you.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Oh, did you hear that? That's a nice...
Must be. Whatever is your size, your wife should be...
Double. Okay, good. Okay. Okay, very good.
So
okay.
You're not that bad with your wife.
Okay. Simon Tov, let's start. Say the Halel Kolim Yachag. The Aloch Tzvikas to Halel on... Sukkahs. Shachris Sif Aleph. Shachris, after Shachris, Acha Chazoras Hatfil, after the repetition of Shmoyne Esra, Neutla Luluf, you take the Luluf, and Mevachin, you make a Brochan and Tilas Luluf, Brochan and Tilas Luluf, Veshechionu, and you make Shechionu. Now, this Shechionu, obviously, is a specific Shechionu on the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. It's a new Shechionu. It's not on the day, it's not on the Sukkah, it's a new, separate, specific Shechionu on the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Of Dalet Minim. The Goimre Mahalel, Goimre Mahalel means we complete Halel, we say the entire Halel, as opposed to what is generally called half a Halel, they leave the two paragraphs in the middle. So that's Goimre Mahalel, you say the entire Halel over the entire Sukkahs. Chen Kol Shmoyne Asim Achag, also the entire 8 days of Sukkahs, Vimvachin, and the Minig is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, to make a bracha, Ligmoir es a Halel. That's probably what you're saying, Ligmoir es a Halel, which is not the custom of the Ashkenazim. We don't say the bracha of Ligmoir es a Halel, but that's certainly what the Shulchan Aruch says. Bein Tzibu, Bein Yochid. Now, there's two different types of Halel as to whether it's a Halel over Tzibu or over the Al Yochid. Either way, you make the bracha of Ligmoir es a Halel. Ligmoir means to complete, to say the entire.
I didn't realize you could say Halel Yochid.
You can. There is different halachas, but on a complete halal, you could.
If you say Ligmar is a halal, you should say halal quite quickly. You shouldn't let that out, right?
Why is that?
Because if Ligmar is a halal.
Oh, you want to... Okay, that's a new pshat, yeah.
Why do people shake the thing?
Good. Now, this is a very interesting point. Now, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that's a really interesting point. That there is over here, the Shulchan Aruch is definitely saying that the minhag is, or the halacha indeed, to first daven and then make the bracha of Dalet Minim, to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, and then say halal. Now, this is as opposed to others or other opinions who hold that you should make the bracha and fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim before you go to shul. Before you go to shul, before you, in the, and you should ideally fulfill the mitzvah in the sukkah at before you go to shul. Right. Now, this is all very interesting questions, and we need to know some more points before we address halacha lemaisa that shaila. But it's definitely two opinions and two approaches, and we shall be discussing them and understand them a little bit better, but we need to cover some more points. So let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says of Sifkot Aleph, which is going to be very helpful to for this specific shaila. Shachris Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph says, Betur Issa de Mashkimin. The tour brings in I think it's probably a custom, rather than halacha, the Mashkimin should wake up early. So ideally on Sukkot, you should wake up early. The davening time should be a little bit earlier. So instead of starting 9 o'clock, it should be ideally 5 to 9. Or if you're doing 10:30, it should ideally be 25 past 10. Whenever it is, you should try. But it's not generally the minig, I believe. And why is that? V'hu mishum de zrizin makdim lemitzvah. Based on the concept of zrizin makdim lemitzvah, you should try to fulfill the mitzvah as early as possible. Lekai mitzvah lulev, to fulfill the mitzvah. Now this Mishnah Berurah is already an important element to an important part of the shaila that you mentioned. When to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's true that zrizin makdim lemitzvah. So if that's the case, that if you take it very literally, Zizim Makdim Mitzvah, and Zizim Makdim Mitzvah certainly does apply to Dalet Minim, so if that's the case, then surely it would make more sense that as soon as you wake up, you go to the Sukkah, you take Dalet Minim, and you fulfill the Mitzvah then. So people who are noyik like that, that's exactly where they're coming from. They are coming from there, that Zizin Makdim Le Mitzvahs, and therefore it's an opinion which is brought down, and Mogen Avraham and others bring it down, that Zizin Makdim Le Mitzvahs, and therefore you should be shaking the lulav as early as possible. This is not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Why do you think the Shulchan Aruch will say that you should not do Zizin Makdim Le Mitzvahs, you should rather wait until afterwards? Maybe that as well, but that's maybe that's definitely not the main reason, because if so, the halacha will be that if someone davens only by himself, if somebody's not davening with a minyan, then it should, according to you, then everybody would agree that you should daven, and that's not necessarily the case. Very good. The answer is that it's based on the principle that you're mentioning. Generally, when it comes to the seid of tefillah and fulfillment of mitzvahs, we always do. It's a very interesting concept of todia, a mitzvah which comes frequently, v'she'enu todia, a mitzvah which doesn't come frequently, todia koidem. Shachris is more tadir. Shachris we daven every day. Lulav is only once a year. Or correct. So this is all. That's a very good point, which is discussed in Achronim as well, as to whether tadir is tadir of the rabbon would be doicher and tadir of the. These are all very interesting questions. But as a principle, where it's coming from, where the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is coming from, a very basic, straightforward approach that tadir is not tadir to the koydem, and since shachris comes before, is more frequent than mitzvahs. Dalet Minim, therefore it will be the default position is that you daven shachris and after you fulfill mitzvah lulav. In fact, Reb Moshe has a tshuva which we can't address now, but we will hopefully get to that in Mitzvah Shem, who asked the question on the people who have the minig of shokel the Dalet Minim. He asked the Magen Avraham, how can you tell people to do the Dalet Minim in the sukkah before shachris? Surely todi v'shenu todi todi koidem.
Shachris until 9 o'clock, then there's no mitzvah shachris until. If you're up at 7 in the morning,
wait. That's fascinating you're mentioning, because the svod you're mentioning is one of the prime svods in the Achronim. Shlomo Zalman speaks about it, and other Achronim as well speak about the svod you're mentioning. That could be that you haven't got the Zman, hasn't actually. Could be that the Zman of Dalet Minim is before the Zman of Shachris. That could be, that's a big of a Chiddush. Not everybody agrees to that Chiddush, but there's certainly Achronim who go that Mahalach. But the Moshe doesn't agree to that. The Moshe asks the question, how can you take the Dalet Minim and for take them into the Sukkah? You haven't fulfilled Shachris yet. And he's got the whole Chiddush. How to answer that?
Conventional view of the Tana Mishlo, Tana Tana Kadam that you're presenting here with regards to Shachris and the Arba Minim. Is this a raya for Tana Mishlo, Tana Tana Kadam? Even a Darabon and Tadir is
yeah. Generally speaking, yes. The answer to your question is yes. Generally, when we speak about Tadir Mishlo and Tadir, yeah, generally. Although you are quite right, there's There's a makom to be matchilat, and there is a bit of a mahalach in achronim also in your approach. But generally, the conventional approach is certainly going that mahalach. Okay, and we'll speak more about that, Mishnah.